This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Just over 100 people gathered in a small auditorium on the University of Houston campus Tuesday night to hear Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and Attorney General Ken Paxton speak. The two Republican leaders spoke as part of an event put on by the Turning Point USA chapter, a national conservative student organization founded by right-wing activist and podcaster Charlie Kirk, who was killed earlier this year in Utah. Patrick spoke about the $1 million donation to Turning Point that he made last week.
And his mission was to go where other Republicans wouldn't go, to college campuses, and tell the story of what free markets mean, tell the story of our country, tell the story of why we have to fight for liberty and freedom all of the time.
Patrick is currently running for a fourth term in the 2026 midterms. A new Tesla facility that is projected to bring 1,500 jobs to the Houston area has started hiring. As News 88.7's Natalie Weber reports, Waller County leaders hope the facility will spur further economic development.
The Tesla battery factory will be located in Brookshire, about 40 miles outside of Houston. Waller County entered a tax abatement agreement with the company earlier this year. The Tesla factory is expected to have at least $75 million in taxable inventory by early next year. Waller County Judge Trey Duhon says the facility will boost the rapidly growing area's economy.
It's going to have a significant impact. I mean, we're talking, you know, tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars throughout your economy and the community.
As of Tuesday, Tesla had more than 50 job listings for its Brookshire facility. The factory will produce batteries used to store renewable energy. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
Authorities are investigating after a motorcyclist was killed up north of the Houston metro area in Conroe after a Conroe ISD police vehicle collided with them. The district posted on social media that the crash occurred near North Loop 336. Conroe ISD says its police department is fully cooperating with the investigation. I'm Alexandra Hart.